Yes, welcome back to the show. We're just talking about body posture. Interesting little one, and people who dye their hair. Nothing wrong with that. Well, it's time for Slice of Denon. And Denon, you interviewed a bloke who's having another mighty Origin series, Brian To'o.
Oh, Brian To'o. Seriously, I don't think he gets enough raps for how dominant he's been at Origin. And I would argue that you could put that wingers game that he had game two against a lot of other wing games, and it'd be right up there. He's been so important to the... Matter of fact, the wingers for New South Wales, in my opinion, are the difference because they start their sets off way differently to the way Queensland do. But I got a chance to chat to Brian To'o and just talk about when he first was told he was playing Origin last year. And also we just, in the interview, we talked about the character that he does bring to rugby league. But yeah, the interview was him finding out that he's going to make his Origin debut.
How did that come about? Do you remember the phone call, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so it was on a Sunday. I just remember everyone, saying, like, oh, you're going to get the call. But obviously, I don't want to get my hopes up and I don't want to pull the phone out and put it on loudspeaker or anything like that.
You wouldn't want to do that, bro.
Never again. So, I was in church and, my missus kept, saying, stay by the phone. And I was just like, yeah, oh, we'll see. Mm. And there was a moment during church where I just went to check my phone to see the time.
Yep.
I was like, oh, okay. Put it down. I hear my phone go off. Yeah. I quickly grabbed it, went outside. And I entered it, was Freddie.
Yeah.
My heart was like full pumping. I was like, yeah, what's up, Freddie? And then he was just like saying, like, congrats, man, you made it. And, you got the call and, you made the squad. So I was like, bro, I was flipping out, eh?
Oh, man.
It was funny, because when I came outside, I was on the phone. I was out for a couple of minutes, five. Yeah. My mom comes out and she's like, what are you doing?
I got in trouble for
my mom. My mom's like, yeah, what are you doing? I was like, I made the team, right? And then just the face, she's like, what are you doing? And then when I told her, she's like, oh, yeah.
Completely changed from angry to happy.
Mate, how good's that?
What a champion.
It's and the really interesting thing with the guy on Brian To'o is that he does represent, a growing demographic within Western Sydney. Mm-hmm. And he talks about in the interview earlier on about how important it is for him and Jerome Luai to be examples for those young boys to see that they can achieve what Brian To'o did. And it's more of a testament to, Penrith and also they're a core of the New South Wales side. Like, these boys are playing for more than just a jersey. They're representing a very important part of their life and their identity.
We spoke about this before. Young people growing up in Western Sydney, particularly Mount Druitt, which is traditionally a really rough and tumble area, and them looking at, Brian and looking at Jerome and Stephen Crichton and going, yep, that's going to be me.
Mm.
That's going to be that. They're such great guys, and they've had criticism of people saying, oh, they layer up a little bit. You know what, you follow sport for characters and the way they conduct themselves off the field. They came in last year on the show, Benny, didn't they? And they walked in and the way they conducted themselves, everyone in the building was talking about them. The makeup artists were saying, how good are these guys?
They are such a great story for the game. I really mean that. And I think the game has been very, very poor at selling that story to wider media. I remember I wanted to try and do something around those guys earlier this year and it was just an absolute shit fight, to be honest.
Yeah, what? Who from?
I don't know. I'd say it was the Penrith media manager at the time. And this is the problem with the game. It's so bad at telling these stories because that is a great – you're right. It is such a fundamentally great story for the game. Mm. What they represent, they live a clean, healthy lifestyle in that area. I think there's been a real disconnect between – what Penrith do out there and the way that they were represented after the grand final in particular last year, the way that they get criticised for being, for layering up too much. No. Honestly, they just love their footy and they love playing with each other.
Can I give you an example about layering up and that sort of stuff? I love guys that have got character, have got bravado and are willing to stick their necks out a little bit. Mm. And I went with a friend of mine who works at Collingwood, and we went and invited me to go watch Collingwood in Richmond at the MCG. And there's a young fella down there called Jack Ginnivan, who got in a bit of trouble lately, and he's been he gets criticised down in Melbourne. They said, "Oh, he's a lair." What struck me about it, he's got the rather than the the singlet or tank top, of course they wear. He had the long sleeves and he had these really baggy shorts. He's got the shock blonde hair, and he's just when he kicks a goal away, he celebrates and everything. And I said to my mate, I said, "You know what? Like, I'm not an AFL man anyway, but I'm going to follow that kid." When I see Collingwood play, I'm going to sit down and watch it because I just like him and I like the way he conducts himself. And I said to my mate, you know the thing I love about him? I said, those baggy shorts. I said, he's just left of centre of everything. So about 2 weeks after, my mate sends me down his shorts with, "Hey, Matty," he signed him, "Jackie. Hey, Matty, I heard you like my baggy shorts."
Oh, fantastic.
And I just went, he's been criticised a hell of a lot in Melbourne. People going, "Oh, look at his hair." And because after a game, he had a GoPro and was walking around the field. I filmed him and his mates celebrating. They went, "Mate, he's got to pull his head in." Like these Penrith boys, sport, what brings people to the sport is the characters.
It does. I think there's a real, it's a cliche, but there is a real tall poppy syndrome around them. I can't believe the way that some people consider Nathan Cleary. I can't believe the bash up of him in many ways.
Yeah,
I've always found him to be the most respectful, easiest player almost in the game to deal with.
Yeah,
Brian Toto last year during Origin, he was coming up to journos, introducing himself and saying g'day just for the sake of chatting. Now, I've never seen that in 20-odd years of being a reporter.
The only time I've ever seen that, Melbourne Storm players will do it to you. They'll walk up and they'll hold a conversation with it. Like, Ben, we've gone down there for shoots.
Yep.
And our cameramen and soundos go, "Oh, isn't it weird? They'll just walk up and just stand there and start to have a conversation with you." Because they're men.
They're men.
Absolutely. I just think Penrith Panthers have been such a breath of fresh air in rugby league. And they represent a changing demographic in Australia. We are a changing demographic. You know, a lot of Polynesian boys are coming, and women are coming up through the ranks as well. We've got more Polynesians than ever in the game. And I just think they represent them so well. And as you said, off camera, yes, they have the Larry. Like, on camera, they have the Larry stuff and you see all that. But they couldn't be more polite and respectful than any other, you know, as polite and as respectful as any other player. I just think the Penrith Panthers deserve a rap for allowing that to be cultivated at their club. Yeah. Because we often, and I'm a traditionalist, I do appreciate the fact of, like, put your head down, you work hard, you don't stick your neck out because you're not better than the team or whatever. But if we want to move into the new era of entertainment, we have to embrace the new era of bloke that's coming through, and woman as well.
And well done to Ivan too, because Ivan's a pretty conservative, reserved guy. But he allows these young blokes to express themselves.
A lot of it comes back to Crichton's celebration after that try against Canberra, and it sort of manifested itself from there. Because when I came out swinging for Nathan at the end of last year, I can't believe, like, you know, you get a lot of hate mail. You get a lot of feedback. I can't believe how many people launched into me for
Nathan.
For Nathan.
You should see the comment sections.
So remember he got hauled in front of the integrity unit over his those two people he knew coming in, crossing the border for the grand final. And the way that people bashed him up over that,
keyboard warriors, seriously.
It was,
just because they can't do, they bag people
heavy.
Who can.
I just want to reiterate that the Penrith Panthers, they represent the next form of entertainment in rugby league. Like, they really do. Imagine a world where this next group of young players didn't come through. Who would be the exciting breath of fresh air? It'd be the same old, characters here and there.
Yes.
But these guys, like, they're rocking up. What I love it as well is it proves that there are different ways to get excellence. I feel like there was a period where it was like Melbourne Storm is the only way, tradition, old school, tough, where it proves that, no, actually, there are ways to get excellence and create an environment for people to be the best they can be.
And, Denon, the bottom line is this, is that the world is shrinking and for once, there was a time where overseas sports were no threat to rugby league. The only threat we saw to rugby league is, the AFL down the road, the soccer when they had a purple patch and World Cups. Mate, the threat now, rugby league is a TV sport. NFL is a TV sport. The EPL is a TV sport. You're in competition with TV sports no matter where it's played. So you need the characters.
The NBA.
NBA, yes.
That's getting And that's in a favourable time slot for us.
Mm. Boys, before we knock off to a break here, because we'll go a little bit longer on this one. Firstly, you know, talking about great young Samoan guys with the boys there. Tino Fasumalawi up tonight. His Titans up against the Newcastle Knights. It's the... If the other one is the Warriors and the Tigers, the coach under pressure, this is the coach under pressure cup, whereas the interim cup with the other two boys. You know, you don't want to, Adam O'Brien or Justin Holbrook, you don't want to drop this game.
Oh, seriously. The Titans, unfortunately, they're getting asked questions I don't think they thought they were going to be asked. And what I mean by that is I think that they thought that young squad would be good enough to, okay, let's say they miss the finals, that they would hover around the 9th or 10th, and it would ease pressure on allowing them time to develop these young guys. But now the Titans are in a position where the pressure cooker is up and they are really getting tested of, do you believe in this next group? Do you really believe? And it's going to be interesting to see whether they do go into the market or they back this young group.
I find it interesting in terms of the coaches. Look, I mean... But neither club's going to pull the trigger on either of those coaches, are they? This year?
You wouldn't think so.
Unless they...
But clubs, you know what clubs are like, Webby? They deny, and then all of a sudden you get a news report that over.
Yes. Look, Adam O'Brien, for example, like I understand, you know, the pressure around him to a degree because, you know, you want results. But when you look from when he has taken over to where the club is now, they've gone from a club that you were winning spoon after spoon for that period.
Yep.
And then you were sitting in, you know, 13th, 14th, whatever. He's made the finals every year he's been there at the club. This has probably been his worst year. I think that people have to remember it can be a lot worse and give him a chance to build something. Progress has been made at the Knights, and it's very easy to forget that.
Just quickly, boys, talking about progress. Cowboys versus the Broncos. What a difference 12 months make. Daniel, the Queensland Blake, who wins this one up in Townsville?
Mate, what a game. What a game. Oh, look, obviously I'm going to back my boys, the Broncos. I think it being a home game for the Cowboys obviously suits them. But Reynolds is a huge in. It's
big
an
in.
Absolutely massive in
and
for Cotter's the Broncos.
Cotter's a big out.
Massive out. And I also think that there's a, you know, Paddy Carrigan, he'll be absolutely stinging with the loss.
How good? I reckon he was Queensland's best player off the bench.
Easy.
Almost a game one.
He's player of the series for Queensland at the moment.
No doubt.
At the moment.
Yeah.
I'm tipping an upset.
So am I.
Who did you first?
I like the Broncos. I think the Broncos will win. What a difference, two boys, having a pure number seven, an organiser on either side. And like you look at, like I would describe some of those young Broncos players as in the last 2-3 years going through trauma, given the contract, the floggings. Everything that's gone on at the club, suddenly you get Reynolds there who rises a bit of composure and everyone gets confidence.
I spoke to Anthony Seibold during the week.
Did you?
Yeah, because he's in camp with Eddie Jones and the England Rugby Union team. Oh, right. He seems happier.
I saw a photo.
He seems happier.
Yes, I imagine more settled.
It seems like the weight of the world has lifted off Seibold.
I saw a photo. It was in Perth with the Origin of Dave Gleeson, Andrew Johns and Anthony Seibold all together. Isn't that an odd crew?
Wasn't that a random photo?
That is.
What, was that on Joey's Instagram account?
I don't know. It's popped up somewhere.
It was Dave Gleeson's.
It was a Gleeson, one of the great guys. But if there's two guys you don't want to be filmed with when you're away from the family, it's Joey and Gleeson.
And I'm pretty sure, because Grinspoon, who I thought knocked it out of the park before the game, and Phil Jamieson was over there as well.
Jamo, I saw
good
Grinspoon.
Good crew over there in the West.
I saw Grinspoon, the big day out, 2014 it might have been. Now, it was Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Killers, some really big overseas bands. They were the best on the night. Grinspoon.
I love Grinspoon. Yeah.
Hard to be good Australian rock.
No, they're very good.
I've said it. We'll take a break after the break, 5-1.
Whatever you bet on, take it to the next level. Gamble responsibly.
And we got him on the line, Jared Timms. Welcome.
Morning, Matty. Thank you for having me.
Oh, mate, always a pleasure, Timsy. Now, the first game tonight, Knights versus Titans. My Knights, God give me strength.
Well, betting suggests it's going to be one of the better contests of the round, Matty. Probably not a lot in this one for the neutral supporter, but at home, the Knights $1.80 favourites. The Titans $2.02, and at the line of just 1.5 points.
Now, Panthers versus Roosters. Panthers got a mile of blokes backing up, and I like Joey Manu going to 6 with the Roosters.
Yeah, well, every time they step out, they start favourites. That's no exception to the rule here in Neds this week either, Matty. The Panthers anchoring a lot of multis, $1.16. If you are keen on that upset, though, you're going to have $5.40 for the Roosters, and I certainly give them a chance of covering the line at 15.5 points.
Yeah, I think Manu and Tedesco be a real handful through the middle. Now, what a difference 12 months makes. Cowboys and Broncos.
Well, the lean years for these clubs look to be in the history books now. Hopefully for everyone, that means we're going to get a classic Cows-Broncos clash this weekend, Matty. Look, the Neds punters, they're favouring the home side at the moment. They're into $1.48 now, $2.65 about the Broncos head-to-head, and we're up with a line of 5.5.
Well, Timsy, go well, mate. Appreciate your time. Go get yourself an umbrella and stay dry, pal.
Thanks, Matty. Good luck, punters.
Yeah, that was Jared Tennis from Neds. And gamble responsibly, people.
Neds Same Game Multi is available on more sports than ever before. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.